Well, hello, guys. Well, gentlemen, here's a question for ya. Now, I know most of you people who are listening are kind of MGTOW, at least awake and aware. But still, if you look at your life, you just wonder, how much time have you wasted from your very young age on femons that have always come to nothing and meant nothing and just wasted your time and money? You see, I used to meet some men in Thailand sitting at the bar, older men. And these guys had been married, say, 15, 20, 25 years or more. And it all had finished badly. And it's only then they kind of realized they were living a complete lie. And for the femon or the wife, it was all just an act. And they feel sort of betrayed, and all that time of their life had been wasted. But the silver lining is that they were living their life right now. They've never had so much fun in their whole life. And they've been the happiest they've ever been. Now, even I have wasted my time on femons when I was a younger man. But I'm just wondering how much time you guys have wasted on femons. And I would say probably in my life, total of maybe 12 years, if you total all the relationships I had. And generally speaking, they were all just a complete and utter waste of time. With a lot of course, chaos and drama thrown in. Of course, they weren't all negative times. I mean, the femon in Thailand that I went with, they were good times. Well, at least for quite some time. And I think it was is because that femon wasn't trying to be a man or masculine. She was just trying to be feminine. And I'm so goddamn butch, I was playing the masculine person. Most of the time. So I'd like to see some figures, if you could, guys, some times. What time do you think you've wasted your life with a femon? And also, how much money do you think you've wasted on a femon also? That's a good one. Me, myself, I've always been tight, if you know what I mean. I was never the one to buy flowers or anything, or Valentine's or anything like that at all. But either way you look at it, when you're with a femon, they cost you money. And to be honest, in the long term anyway, all they are is breeders, aren't they? They can give you a child, if you are allowed to see it. And you know what I don't understand is some guys get married, don't they? And they're married for maybe 15, 20 years. Then they get a divorce, and it's quite nasty. And it costs him a lot of money. But then in 3 or 4 years, he gets married again. I'm sorry, I can't compute that. Of course, as we're living in the clown world and everything's completely opposite now, maybe we men will become an expensive item for the femons and cost them money and time. And we can divorce rape them. Hey, revenge is a lovely thing, isn't it? So when you think about it, the women of the night, you pay your money up front and you usually get what you pay for pretty swiftly. But with a girlfriend or a wife, it's like you're paying on the drip for the rest of the time of your life. You're never gonna pay for it or own it, and you hardly ever get what you pay for. I went down the marina today, it's a lovely sunny day, to get my car cleaned, because I'm lazy. And yeah, I went to McDonald's, but just to get a coffee. And the amount of femons down there are completely dressed, just to be looked at. And when they walk by, they're not looking anything else but at you, to see if you're looking at them. It's just a stupid game. A child's game. But I look just straight ahead. It must piss them right off. And I know that femons used to be annoying many years ago, but they're far more annoying now. They're like precocious children, aren't they? I mean, let's face it, all femons are women of the night. Just some of them have different payment methods, don't they? Bit like Adobe, you pay every month for the rest of your life. And at the end of it, you never own the program anyway. Well, that's enough moaning for me now. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. You take it easy.